Our commentator Julie Zickafoos is a naturalist in Ohio. She enjoys visiting a nearby farm because of the animals' personalities. And recently, she's been observing the hierarchy of cows.
I've spent time recently hanging over the fence on my neighbor's property, watching my friends, the Warren brothers, work with their cattle. I find cattle wrangling fascinating because each animal requires a different approach based on its temperament. Mary Grace is a black Angus with a white stripe on her forehead. Her name is usually prefaced by the word hateful. So she's Hateful Mary Grace, or Mary Grace, you worthless old blister. When Mary Grace has a new calf, the Warrens don't even go in the corral with her. She pins her ears back and rolls her eyes, and even someone who doesn't know anything about cattle knows she's loaded for bear. Hateful Mary Grace can throw a kick like lightning, front, side, back. She can get you wherever you may be. And then there's Betty, a mouse gray cow with a white face. She's gentle to people, but heck on the other cattle. They all defer to Betty. Her calves are just like her, gentle but firmly dominant to their peers. Mary Grace is not boss cow like Betty, but perhaps she'd like to be. Could she be taking out her frustration in pure nastiness? My father, an Iowa farm boy, always said, "The chicken who's next to last on the pecking order pecks the hardest." My farmer friends turned from the cow pen to show me a cat nest in the barn, a nice deep bowl in the hay like a rabbit nest. I'd never seen a cat nest like that. The mother cat left reluctantly, slinking a few yards away to reveal two tiny kittens, their eyes just opened. A little gray kitten was hissing madly, trying to scare me away, while a black one trembled and hid its face with its paws. So young and yet so different already, their personalities manifest before their eyes were fully open. Behavioral scientists are just now trying to establish that fact with a quantifiable, reproducible study. Newsflash, hominids aren't the only ones out there who think and feel, who chart their own individual course on the planet. And not everything that goes on in the head of a dog, cat, cow, or fruit fly can be quantified or reproduced. As far as I'm concerned, that's just fine. Let scientists argue whether animals could possibly have distinct personalities. I'd like to invite them to hang on the corral boards with me in early spring. You can argue all you want. Just remember to watch out for Hateful Mary Grace.
Commentator Julie Zickafoos is a naturalist in Whipple, Ohio.